This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
Altuve hits the community leaderboard sign, basically on the train tracks. Train number 27 has just left Union Station. Astros lead 4-3.
Urias is up with it. The throw to first just in time to get Harris. And the A's capture the opening game of this series as they hold on tonight to win by the final score of 2-1.
This is your all sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The Team.
Rangers better start hitting soon. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin, we're in the Mansour Law Firm studio on 92.1 FM. The Team.
Puck is dropped, and we're underway for game five. Sent in, starts on it. Shot, score immediately. Wyatt Johnston, 9 seconds in. Welcome to Dallas indeed.
Well, at least the Dallas Stars can score. They put a 6-2 whooping on Colorado last night, and they are one win away from going to the second round of the playoffs.
All right, well, that's great. I mean, now it's time for the Rangers to start scoring some runs. They're struggling.
Well, and so our question on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline this afternoon is pretty much simply this. Is it too early to worry? That actually kind of
rhymes, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, I didn't until I realized that I did.
You're a poet.
So I'm going to claim credit. I'm a poet.
And didn't know it.
So is it too early to worry? 29 games in.
Too early, okay.
The numbers are just awful for the Rangers right now offensively. Now, we're less than a fifth of the way into the season. So I continue to be optimistic.
Okay.
But, man,
there are some red flags, right? Because, again, maybe you're not as concerned if they didn't have the kind of season they had last year where nobody expected the offense to struggle, and it did, and they never got on track last year. So if that hadn't happened, I think you're probably less concerned about it this early in the season. But because of what happened last season and the way they're starting this year offensively, I think there's cause for concern.
The Athletics have some really good young players. They always have. I mean, because they've never had the money, so they always have to let them go when they get good, and they have to keep growing talent. That's the way they roll. So they'll have down periods, and then all of a sudden they'll get pretty good for 2 or 3 years, until those guys start wanting to get paid, and then they have to let them go. But basically, the A's are a glorified minor league baseball team without a home. They're a homeless, glorified minor league team playing in Sacramento, and the Rangers have now lost 3 out of 4.
And maybe the A's are better than we're thinking they were. They got off to a slow start, especially at home. I mean, they were 2-8 at home, but now they've gotten it turned around. But maybe they're a little bit better than we anticipated.
They got a really good young third baseman. They've got some dudes on that team. Their closer's one of the best in baseball. I mean, they've got some guys. Yeah. The guy that beat them, J.P. Sears, last night just gives them all kinds of grief. So, they got beat. But they've lost 3 out of 4 to the Athletics. And they're starting to fade. They look to me right now like a fourth place team.
Well, they were 2 games up in the division just last week.
They look like a fourth place team.
Yeah, well, they're headed that way.
The Angels may be bad enough, it may not matter.
I don't know, maybe though.
The A's are bad enough in the end that it doesn't matter.
I don't know that either. I mean, because, the A's, they've had their moments, and so have the Angels. Now, the Angels have got swept over the weekend, so they're falling behind. But, they can turn it around as well.
The Rangers are wasting great pitching.
They are wasting. They really are.
Now, DeGrom pitches tonight, but is it too early to worry? This will be the 30th game of the year tonight.
Yeah.
They're 15-14. Somehow, despite the fact that these guys have scored less run than the 4-win Colorado Rockies. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. The Colorado Rockies have won 4 games.
That's horrendous.
Okay? And they've scored more runs than the Rangers. Somehow the Rangers are 15-14 going into this game tonight. Amazing. Because their pitching has been pretty good.
The pitching has allowed them to stay in the games and had shots to win those games that just aren't scoring enough runs.
This is not sustainable.
It is not.
Their lineup on paper looks like it ought to be better than this.
You would think so.
Jock Peterson is 7-for-70.
Mm.
He's batting a cool 100.
That's, horrendous. He was the trivia question last week because he went 0-for-41.
0-for-41. Now, he's got a history of great power. And so hopefully he'll get that turned around. But 30 games in, you're starting to see some trends. Maybe the Ranger pitching holds up all year. Maybe it's just this good. Maybe pitching in Major League Baseball, because I think in general terms, run scoring is down a little bit. These pitchers are so good. They've got so much torque in their arm, and those balls break. I mean, you watch those things from behind. There's some dudes out there chunking. And so the pitching might be that good. Maybe the pitching is good in baseball. But, man, come on. I sit and watch these games, and what was frustrating to me last night. Yeah. Keeping up with the game, they're down 2-1 the sixth. And I'm going,
you have no hope that they're going to come back and win this game.
I'm sitting there going, this game's going to wind up 2-1.
And it did.
And it did. So, again, now this, again, me being a cranky old
curmudgeon,
but I'm also worried a little bit, and maybe I shouldn't be.
Oh, I think this calls for concern.
Is it too early to worry about that? 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. We are in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. And we've got that down pat.
I think so.
We're better at that than the Rangers are at scoring runs.
Yeah, well, there's not much that isn't better.
Wyatt Langford's hitting 320 right now. 324, I think. He is a potential all-star this year. But he's got 6 home runs and 9 RBIs.
Yeah.
Which, because there are too many one-run shots. Because the Rangers don't have enough base traffic right now to hit the big inning,
and
which
they don't
is what
walk
you need.
Yeah, they're not hitting and they're not walking a lot. It's a problem.
It is a problem. So whether this problem lasts all year remains to be seen. And, you know, last week we had Evan Grant on, Dallas Morning News. I asked him, I said, you know, what about bringing a bat in at the trade deadline? He says the Rangers just spent their money on offense to get Jock Peterson.
That was the big bat.
That was the big bat. Well, okay, good. Okay, big.
I guess.
All right, big guy, let's see it now. Okay? Really? I mean, so you're telling me that Ray Davis and Neil Liebman and those guys would be willing, if there was a big bat out there that was available, that you're going to let this season go by? And I know you got all kinds of excuses. You know, they haven't got the Victory Plus Rangers Sports Network up and running to really start making money. But you've also got all these loyal fans out there who want to see this team playing in October meaningful baseball, and you're not willing to spend a little more money on maybe to rent a hitter for a half a season? Come on, man.
Well, they might be.
Come on, dog.
Yeah.
I don't do that very well.
Oh, I mean, that sounds
okay. Oh, white guys like me don't say that very well.
I think you're picking up on, you know, I'm rubbing off on you, I guess.
Come on, dog. How about that? It's not very good?
Come on, dog.
See, that's the way, yeah.
I mean, you bring it down an octave.
Oh, really? Is
that the way? Yeah, bring it down an octave. You can't be hotter. Come on, dog. Come on, dog. Like, really, dog? Really, dog? Okay. Bring it down an
octave. See, I just don't have the rhythm. Yeah. I don't have the the touch.
Yeah, but you're learning, I think. I think it's coming.
Okay. All right. Anyway, but I'm going, man, I saw that score last night, and I said, you got to be kidding me. So I'm sitting here asking the question on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, is it too early to worry? I'm going to sit here and say yes for now. But let's talk in a month, at the end of the month of May.
Yeah.
You're 2 months into the season, and at that point, Major League general managers have to start asking themselves the same questions. Okay? Because remember, you've got teams every year when they get to midseason, okay, you start asking yourselves, am I going to be a buyer or a seller at the trade deadline?
That's right, yeah.
Teams that aren't contending often go out and sell players because they're looking to tweak their lineup. Buyers are the teams that are in the mix.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so in a month, we'll be about 60 games into the season. So this time in May, if we're still having this discussion, then that's enough games to start forming an opinion. Now, teams do turn things around in the second half often and have big finishes. Happens all the time.
It does.
But you also have to ask the hard questions. If you're still at this in a month, averaging about 3 runs a game, then you have to ask yourself, is this lineup just poorly put together? On paper, it didn't look like it.
No, on paper, they should be scoring runs. But again, we didn't see it coming last year, and here we are again.
Hats off to one former TJC Apache, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
He played hurt last night, and he had put up 27 on the Rockets, and they stuck it to him again. They're up 3-1. The Golden State Warriors are up 3-1, and Jimmy Butler playing hurt.
What a hurt booty. His booty is hurt. He fell on his booty, and it's tough to overcome. He did. He came out and played, put up 27, and they're a different team with Jimmy Butler. They are not a 7 seed. And I like that series because it's testy. There's a whole lot of trash talking going on in that series.
Now, Nico keeps talking about wants to build the Mavericks around defense. Okay. What about bringing Jimmy Butler in? I mean, why not? I mean, you're talking about defense. That dude can play both ends of the floor. How come nobody ever talks about bringing him back to Texas? He's from Houston, coming back and playing maybe for one of the Texas teams. Why didn't that happen? Well, maybe too much money. Is he making too much money? Doesn't work in the cap or what?
With Jimmy, you'd have to talk to Jimmy. Maybe he doesn't want to come back to Texas. He obviously wanted to get out of Miami. He wanted to get out of Minnesota before that and Chicago before that. Well, I don't know what happened to Chicago, but he's kind of Philadelphia.
We don't need him forever. Don't need him to be.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't want to come this way. He seems to be right now happy with Golden State.
I mean, old Nico's talking about being a championship contender next year. Okay. Then add some dudes and be a championship contender.
He's got a dude in street clothes. Anthony Davis is a dude, man.
And, you know, he has, watching him at the end of the season, he was clearly motivated to play.
He was. I wonder why.
But he had something to prove.
That's right.
But this is the closest I've ever looked at him, and I like the way he talks. He seems like a good guy.
I think he is.
And a team guy.
All of that.
And was playing kind of on one leg in that last playoff game, put up 40. And I think he really, really wants to win and prove something because he knows that people are measuring him. It ain't his fault, but he knows that people are looking at Luka and looking at
him.
That's
absolutely right, and so, it's going
to
be that way.
And seems to like it, and seems to like his teammates. So I'm giving street clothes the benefit of the doubt, man. I'm telling you, I want him to do well because I kind of like him. I never really followed him that closely until he came to Dallas, and now I'm kind of paying attention.
Well, same with Kyrie. You didn't really care for Kyrie before he got here.
And now I kind of like him. He's very well spoken.
He's saying all the right things.
And he's saying all the right things. Seems to like it here.
Grown up some.
But all of that was before this Luka trade.
I know.
And I've been calling him, you know, the shoe salesman. The
come on, man.
Nico Harrison.
Well, he might have to go back to that. You know, because this might not for work Nike, out. So well, this the, might not kind work
of a
out.
Tennis, he's kind of a tennis shoe salesman, wasn't he? And kind of, I think right. He was in marketing. He was one of their main marketing guys. Well, isn't
well,
that
he
what
made a marketing blunder?
Isn't that what like selling away? Shoes is? Isn't that marketing? Yeah, that's kind of disrespectful on my part, isn't it? Really? Not really. Nothing wrong with being a shoe salesman, but you know he's the general manager of the Mavericks, and he just traded Luka. So I'm going, come on, dude. Until but having said that, the Lakers are down 3-1 too.
They are down 3-1. Luka's doing his part, but I mean he put up 38, 37 the other night?
Something like that.
Yeah, but I mean
But
he played, I mean, they played all of their starters the whole second half and they all worn out by the fourth quarter. LeBron had 27, none in the fourth quarter. So that was a mistake on the head coach's part.
So here's what I want to see. And I haven't even looked at the brackets. I mean, could they what's Golden State? They're a six. Are they a six?
They are a seven seed. They are not a true seven seed. Houston's a two.
Houston's a two. So they could play each other. Well, could they so I guess as a seven, they could play – could they play the one – I'd like to see Oklahoma City and Golden State in the Western Finals.
That would be fun.
Because you're talking about a very young team.
That's right. And OKC, who I like, I'm rooting for, actually.
Against a bunch of old – cagey old veterans.
That's still getting the job done, apparently.
Draymond Green is still as crazy as you
got
know
a tech
what.
Last night, nearly got put out.
Yeah. I mean, he's still
tech
nuts.
Plus a flagrant.
But he doesn't mind committing the fouls. He'll do the dirty
work.
You kind
of need a dude like that, right? I mean, it kind of works.
He's just crazy enough. What have we always said about football teams?
Yeah.
Every football team needs a couple of those guys.
But you can't have a team full. But yes, Draymond, and you know, the problem with Draymond, he's overdoes it. Sometimes he gets ejected and he hurts his team that way. He hasn't done that yet, but he got close last night.
You know, Ed Butler made Golden State a dangerous team.
They
and I'd
are
love
not
to see
a seven seed.
Bunch of cagey old veterans against a very young talented
okay.
Oklahoma
we
City.
We might get
team.
That, I guess. But maybe we're headed that way. Clippers and Kawhi might have something to say with that.
But I've always said this, and you've always agreed with me, that when I during preseason when these coaches are talking about their teams and they start talking about what a great young bunch of young men they have,
that's right.
That's code for we're not very talented.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't – I'm sorry to say
you
this.
You got to have a few.
You got to have about two or three guys to keep the coach up at night. It's the nature of the game. They got to be talented. But you got to have a couple of those guys, like good old your teammate, former teammate Ronnie Duxworth.
I had a couple of them on my team at TJC, and we won.
Yeah.
We Duxworth. Won one, should have won two, maybe did two. I had to check that. But, yeah, we won championships.
Legend has it, and you confirmed it, Ronnie D, I've heard this from a couple of people, he was NFL talented, actually went to camp at Tampa.
Went to Tampa, yeah.
He played after 2 years TJC. At Tyler Junior College in the 1980s on Kevin's teams. And smoked dope in his dorm room all day, never went to class, never missed a play on Saturday.
That's pretty much the story of
there you go.
Ronnie D.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry.
He's a hell of a big player. He's
but
a big
he
dude.
Was, that dude could play. I remember watching him play. I mean, Never went to class. Never missed a play.
Started.
Didn't go to practice much either, did he?
No, he didn't go to practice.
Okay. 516. Jake. Hello, Jake, on the Advantage Roofing Solar Hotline. What's up, Jake?
How you doing, fellas?
What's up, Jake?
Hey, I have a question.
All right.
Uh-oh.
You're saying Luca's doing his part. Have you watched? Is he really doing his part?
Well, he's doing his part on the offense.
Scoring, you said he's scoring.
He's doing his offense.
He's scoring his offense. Yeah. But I'm going to give Nico a little credit.
Okay.
Because when you watch, Luca looks like a big old kid out there having fun, grinning and everything else. Yeah. He doesn't have that killer instinct like LeBron or some of the other guys. Doesn't look like winning's all that important, but he's not a closer. And I'm going to give Nico I'm going to give him his props.
Okay. All right. Well, he clearly, without saying that, to his credit, he hasn't ripped Luca at all, but to his credit, he has not said that, but that's clearly what he means, right, Jake?
Well, what I'm saying is I don't think Luca is a closer, and I think he's one of the few that recognize it. Or you got to be a closer to win a championship. You got to be in shape. And down the stretch, he doesn't get it done. Now, we all like Luca. Fun to watch. But Dallas is a winning town. Now, we're over here in Tyler, and I'm from White House, of course, but you got to win up there. But just showing up and having a good time is not going to cut it. So I think Nico saw something early, and I think he's paid for it. He's going to pay for it. But I think we've got to give him a chance. Give him a couple of years to see how that works out.
Now, and the flip side of that, AD, Jimmy Butler's
AD,
a killer.
AD worked his butt off the other night, and he shouldn't even be playing.
Yes.
Right?
Who, Anthony Davis? AD?
Yeah.
Yeah, and had 40.
He had 40.
He did?
On one leg.
And he had three different injuries. But yes.
I'm trying to think of ever. And I love Luka now, but I don't think I've ever seen him do that on one leg like that.
Well, now, tell me this. Is Jimmy G not a killer? I mean, Jimmy Butler, is he not a killer, that dude?
He is. Oh, I like your idea there. But Butler's. He's I don't want to say a quitter, but once he's done, he's done. He wants to get out of there. To get on out of there. And that can be good, but that can be bad because you've got a bunch of young guys that can play on the Mavericks and hustle. And I'm not sure you want to bring that environment because, you know, guy gets moved on 3, 4, 5 times. There's a reason, right?
Yeah. Well, he's talked himself out of three
he's
teams.
He's forced himself out of. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. I'm not sure that the Mavericks would want that.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I think we got a good young nucleus. We get healthy. And I think we just got to give it some time. Give Nico a break for a while.
Right. Yeah,
I'm trying to back up. Now,
I think he knows. And I think we all know, and I watched every game last year in the playoffs, Luka's just not a closer. He just doesn't have that killer instinct down the end. But no, Jimmy does. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, Jake. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for chiming
in. Works out.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Good for him. Nico has made it pretty clear without saying as much that he didn't consider Luka Doncic a winning player.
What a defensive player, right? I mean – I got to the finals, man. The first year together with Kyrie, you're in the finals, bruh. You got to give it one more year.
No, I didn't. I still don't agree with the trade.
Yeah. I mean, come on. And I think Luke is kind of, he might not be, Kobe's like a closer. Kobe was a closer. Like, you ain't got to worry about him passing the basketball around. I think Luka's not that far off. I mean, and Luka's a triple-double. It's not just he scores. I mean, he's a triple-double machine. One of the best in the business. Now, he didn't play a whole lot of defense, but if you could put players around him, you can win with Luka.
All right, we're going to put trivia on the table before we go to break, okay? Right. And NASCAR is coming to Texas Motor Speedway. The Worth 400 is this weekend. NASCAR weekends at Texas Motor Speedway in the Metroplex. Okay. And we're going to be talking to driver Kyle Larson coming up on Thursday. Champion, two-time winner this year, drives the number 5 Chevy for Hendrick. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But in the meantime, happy birthday to the late Dale Earnhardt. He was born on this day in 1951. Died on the final lap of the Daytona 500 in 2001. We got a Jersey Mike's gift card for the first correct caller who hasn't won in the last 30 days. 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Dale Earnhardt was killed in January 2001 on the final lap of the Daytona 500. Who won the race? 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline will be open. It is 521. We are in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999 on 92.1 FM, The Team.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
With Mike Jordan at Jordan's of Edom, 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West. Hello, Mike. What's going on today at Jordan's?
Well, I'm just sitting here and thinking, Bill, you know, there's people out there paying $35, $40 a week going to laundromats and washing clothes. Why? Why would you do that when you can get a super capacity made in America washer and dryer for $30 a month and you own it, you pay for it in a year, there'd be no interest?
Well, Mike,
why would you do that?
Well, Mike, for single guys, it's a way to meet girls. That's the only thing I can think.
Well, I guess that might be true. You could have met Dolly Parton in a laundromat in Tennessee in 1964, I think it was. But anyway.
Other than that, what you're saying makes all the sense
not
in the
likely.
World. Okay. I interrupted. Finish what you were saying, Mike.
For $859, you get a washer and a dryer, made in America, super capacity. You're not paying $30, $40 a week in laundromat money, and you don't have to go to the laundromat and wash your clothes to keep somebody from stealing them. Do them in your own house, $30 a month. If you pay it off in a year, say, for example, you pay a little bit more than $30 a month, then you can own it in a year, less than a year, not pay any interest, have a great washer and dryer made in America. We're not going to charge you any city or county sales tax. And if you want a washer big enough to, that I could fit into, we got them too. We got some big enough for me to fit into. That's a pretty good size machine.
There you go. Mike Jordan at Jordan's of Edom, 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West, and always open on the web at jordanswarehousedivision.com.
Until the temperature is right and the humidity is right, the air in your home isn't truly conditioned.
You know, your air conditioner, when it's 95 or 100 outside, that air conditioner is running most of the day.
Rick Thrasher owns RES Air Conditioning.
He's doing a really great job of dehumidifying the air because it's running and removing moisture. But what happens at 75, once that system cycles off, moisture continues to build in East Texas. The new tighter built homes almost require a whole house dehumidifier to control humidity in all different weather conditions. Keep that humidity level where it needs to be 24/7.
Beyond merely getting the air in your home to the right temperature, RES Air Conditioning gets the air in your home to the right level of comfort. RES Air Conditioning is a train comfort specialist, and we all know it's hard to stop a train. See them online at resairconditioning.net. Texas license TACLA 11289E.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draps, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Are you paying more than $95 a month for your website? Modular Orange specializes in professional custom websites for service businesses like yours. For just $95 a month, a high-performance website for only $95 a month with no upfront costs. There's a reason lawyers, dentists, accountants, counselors, plumbers, and electricians all trust Modular Orange to build their online presence. They also offer SEO and digital advertising at prices that will blow the competition away. Get started at modularorange.com. Modularorange.com.
Let's face it, people want more for their money. And that's exactly what you get at Orr GMC in Longview when you let us exceed your expectations. Get more savings, get more selection, get more satisfaction. And right now is a great time to get more for your money with Texas size savings on our Texas size selection of new Orr GMC Sierras, Canyons, Yukons, Acadias, and all the other great Orr GMC new and certified pre-owned values. And at Orr GMC, you'll always be treated with family and Texas values while shopping in our friendly, hassle-free environment. So let us exceed your expectations with more savings, more selection, and more satisfaction at Orr GMC in Longview, where we are professional grade. For more, please visit GMCLongview.com. That's GMCLongview.com. Or come see us at 400 North Spur 63 in Longview.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet. She's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
It's kind of comical. That was CBS Sunday Morning News.
He didn't come off looking too good.
He comes off looking like an old man.
Yeah, and she's kind of like his caretaker.
Who's been lit around by the ear.
Yeah.
By 20. He's 73. She's 24.
She kind of looks like his home health aide. That's how that came off. Right?
So anyway, they're not married, but they are dating. And word is that, well, she's clearly telling him, you know, kind of, she's sitting off on the side.
She's telling him when to answer, not to answer.
And this is Bill Belichick. This is Bill Belichick. Maybe the greatest coach in NFL history. Six Super Bowls. Really?
I know.
And this is now where he's at in life.
With a 24-year-old.
And he's coaching. He's the head coach in North Carolina. Word is that she's kind of doing some things on the campus
she's
of North Carolina,
trying to
run some things. And you know what? I'm sorry, but you know, if I'm a North Carolina, if I'm an alum of that school, if this had happened at the University of Texas, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, and maybe they're rethinking it now. It's too late now. We'll see,
dude,
how this goes down.
We hired the coach. We didn't hire you.
Yep.
I mean, you need to get out of the way. You need to shut up. Sit down and shut up. And this guy, it's one thing if this were – if he's coaching pros, I don't care.
Right.
You know? But can you imagine how this act would play in Dallas if he's coaching the Cowboys?
Oh, come on, no.
You know? I mean, people are still mad that they didn't hire Bill Belichick.
I know.
How would this show go over the Cowboys?
Yeah, it wouldn't.
You think Jerry'd put up with that? I can't imagine he would. Could you? But anyway, he's coaching 17, he's coaching 18 and 19, 20-year-old kids now.
That's right.
Come on, man.
I don't know, man. It's weird. It's kind of a whole, the whole thing is weird, but that interview made it a lot weirder. It made no sense. The whole thing made no sense to me.
But he looks like, he looks like an old man.
He looks like an old man that's been, like you said, being led around by
what you say, his home
health aide.
Yeah, but she don't look like a normal,
I understand.
Pretty girl, but come on, man.
Come on, Bill.
But he's coaching a college football team.
I guess. Maybe she is.
Now, maybe these guys think that's cool. I don't know.
Doing the coaching.
But I'm just saying. I've said in the last few weeks that, you know, with the way college, if all college athletics is now is just money whipping these kids, and you don't have to go into mama's living room anymore and convince her you're going to take care of her kid.
I think that's where we are.
If it's just a matter of, then, you know, the pro model, pro coaches maybe do great in college football.
Oh, I think
now.
So, yeah. I mean, that's kind of where we're headed, right? It's about the money. That's kind of the first thing the kids ask about anymore. How much?
So if that's what if that's what it's become, then maybe old Belichick wins 10 games.
He might be fine.
He and Jordan's first game is against East Texas Christian University, in Chapel Hill coming up in late August. All right, 5:30, 92.1 FM, The Team, Mansour Law Firm Studio. Question on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. NASCAR comes to Texas Motor Speedway this week. Happy birthday to the late Dale Earnhardt, born this day in 1951. Dale died at the Daytona 500 in 01. A legendary moment in sports that still rings to this day. Changed the sport. And we saw it live on television. He was killed on the final lap of the Daytona 500 in 01. Who won the race for a Jersey Mike's gift card? 592-5200. And first correct caller has won in the last 30 days. Larry, hello. Larry, how you doing today, man?
Bill and Kevin, how are y'all doing this fine
Tuesday? Larry, everybody calls in and keeps saying what a fine day it is. Good for you guys. I love you guys. You're bringing me up. You're building me up today.
Is it possible to bring you up?
You're building me up today. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry.
Hey, before we get to that trivia, back on that interview, did you hear the interviewer ask Belichick where he met?
Yes, she shut him down.
She shut him down.
Don't take the word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was quite comical.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was just weird.
Yeah, I mean, she's sitting right over there about 5 feet away, and she's basically
calling the shots.
Calling the shots.
She's like his lawyer, right, sitting on next to him. Don't answer that.
Take the Fifth Amendment on that one.
Yeah.
Well, she'll probably be assistant coach, you know, offensive coordinator.
She will be.
Not at my school. I hope I don't live to see anything like this ever happen at the University of Texas.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that.
I hope not. I mean,
so on that fateful day in February of 01, that was the first Sunday that I decided, hey, I'm going to turn on a NASCAR race and watch the Daytona 500.
Really? Mm-hmm. That was your first ever NASCAR race?
To watch. Now, my in-laws, you know, they followed Dale and Jeff Gordon, you know, way back in the day. And I never did really care for it. But I said, hey, I'm going to watch that race. And I did. And, you know, what happened at the end was very tragic, but it can happen on any Sunday, unfortunately. But the winner, I think, is DW's brother, Mr. Michael Waltrip. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Michael Waltrip, Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished second. Mm. Daddy was third, and he was clearly blocking, because Waltrip was driving for him. He was driving one of Dale's cars, and he had never won a race. And then he had his son in front of him, and Dale is blocking. He knew he couldn't win, but he wanted to block, and he got, you know, and there was it's the Daytona 500. They run in packs, and he got bumped. And the next thing we knew, all you know what had broken loose. You know.
Well, I heard over the years that he had a habit of taking that seatbelt off and just cruising with the right foot on the gas and just kind of kick back in the seat. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard that many times.
Well, I don't know. I just look back on that and how that particular sport changed that day. I know people who quit watching after Dale Earnhardt died. I have friends. And it changed the sport. Now, NASCAR was the hot sport in America at that time. And they had stars, and the biggest star of all was Dale Earnhardt. Mm-hmm. And to have that happen at the Daytona 500 would be that people were likening that to if Brady, you know, somebody like Michael Jordan at the time had keeled over in the fourth quarter of the seventh game of the NBA, you know, NBA Finals or something like that. I mean, it was just so surreal. Mm. I'll tell you how surreal it was. I've told this story before, but on Monday after all that happened, I got a call from Pastor David Dykes at Green Acres Baptist Church. I was doing a racing show at that time called Speed Talk.
Right.
And Dr. Dykes called me like on Monday. He's from Alabama, and he knows what NASCAR and particularly the Earnhardts meant to that sport. Mm-hmm. And he knew how visceral it had been for people, you know, that day. And so he said, Bill, I got an idea. I said, what's that? We want to have a memorial service for Dale Earnhardt at the Green Acres at that time, South facility on South Broadway. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I said, wow. Okay. Now, and we did. And he wanted me to kind of MC the thing or be a part of it. And so I did. The place was packed. This is in Tyler, Texas. Mm. A town that Dale Earnhardt had probably never been to unless he stopped at Pounds Field in his private jet, which I think he did a couple of times.
That happens.
But, I mean, people that never met Dale Earnhardt, the place was packed, Larry. Unbelievable. Most unique thing I've ever done.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it was the most unique thing I've ever been a part of was that night, because I'm thinking, that, you know, these people are here to honor a man they'd never met.
Right. Okay.
Right.
You know, and it was packed. There were 300 or 400 people there that night.
That is something.
You know, anyway, on a Wednesday night. Anyway, well, hey, let's put you on hold. Larry, appreciate the call, buddy. Let's put this man on hold, and let's send him a Jersey Mike's gift card. I'm telling you, I look back on that, and I think about that often. when I watched a NASCAR race that night. Happened on, they did the right. memorial service on a Wednesday night, and the place was packed. And I still to this day go, I can't believe I was a part of something.
And
like
you were.
That. But I was.
You were the MC.
No, I was part of the part. Okay. I had a part in it, okay. You know, because we were doing that racing show. Anyway, just, that's the impact that that man's death had. He was, it was just a surreal deal. You remember? I mean, you remember.
It was on my TV.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Dre were playing dominoes. And for whatever reason, I don't do car racing, but it was on my TV when it happened. So, yeah, I saw it happen. Yeah.
You know, and the rest is history. It's 5:36. We're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio. If you're hurt in a wreck, call 903-999-9999. It's 5:36 on the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
It gets hot in East Texas in the summer, and it gets cold in the winter. Galyon Building Solutions can insulate your home to keep it comfortable all year long.
You should notice a more constant ambient temperatures in your home.
That's Wynn Galyon of Galyon Building Solutions.
And you will be more comfortable inside your house.
A guy in a truck may or may not be who you want working in your home.
And those guys are out working for wages. They don't pay for insurance. They don't pay for workers' comp. They don't factor in fuel. Just having a company that's reputable, that shows up, has insurance, that does all the things that it requires to make sure that you're insulated correctly is what we can provide.
Independent and locally owned. Pride in everything they do. A local owner who stands behind the work. Galyon Building Solutions. See them online at galyeanbuilding.solutions. galyeanbuilding.solutions. Residential, commercial, multifamily. Galyon Building Solutions.
TJC is one of the largest community colleges in Texas with more than 120 degrees and certificate programs, extensive customized training, and adult continuing education. With their strong core values, rigorous academics, stellar fine and performing arts, diverse student life, and nationally ranked athletics, they're committed to providing various pathways for students of all ages to transfer to senior universities or gain the skills they need to go directly into the workforce. Ready to get started? Visit tjc.edu today and let them help you find the path that's right for you. tjc.edu. Hello, fans. Citizens First Bank wants to be part of your winning team. They appreciate the value of loyal fans who always support their team. And at Citizens First, you'll always talk to a real person who knows your name and is willing to assist you with any of your banking needs. The Citizens First Bank team includes a reliable staff that's ready to put you first. From personal and business online banking to remote deposit capture, they offer the latest in new account technology that'll keep you and your business in the game and save you valuable time. Come and see what it's like to do business with an A-rated bank. Citizens First Bank will help you score a touchdown and put points on your financial scoreboard. Citizens First Bank on the Southeast Loop in Tyler, in Jacksonville, Russ, and Nacogdoches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and on the web at citizensfirstbank.com. That's Citizens, the number one, STBank.com. citizensfirstbank.com.
A sunroom by Bullard Siding will become your favorite part of coming home.
Sunrooms are probably one of my favorite products that we install.
Chris Chambliss, owner of Bullard Siding.
We have really built some beautiful sunrooms over the years. I mean, they look fantastic. It's really hard to state how good they look. The majority of my customers that have installed one spend more time in that room than any other room in their house. And all that money that you spend on landscaping, you can actually see it and enjoy it without dealing with the summer heat or the winter cold. There are endless options as far as what you can do with a sunroom.
Bullard Siding installers are the very best in the business.
The guys that we have working for us are second to none. I mean, really more particular on these installations than even I am. I can't say enough good things about them.
A sunroom built by Bullard Siding will dramatically increase your enjoyment of your home. Bullard Siding, the most experienced home improvement company in East Texas. See them online at BullardSiding.com. BullardSiding.com.
Your comfort is the Maddox mission since 1937. Maddox Residential and Commercial Services is a family-owned, third-generation company committed to delivering top-quality HVAC and electrical services in the Tyler area. The highly trained Maddox technicians and electricians can keep your home or office comfortable year-round. Same-day and after-hour services available. Maddox has kept East Texas comfortable for almost 90 years. Contact Maddox today. MaddoxAC.com. MaddoxAC.com. Legendary Tex-Mex cuisine at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Thursdays with the $9.99 enchilada plate, Mercados in Tyler and Posados in Tyler Longview and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
The Cavaliers have come to Miami and destroyed the Heat, 138-83. Get out the dustpans, folks. The clean sweep has taken place.
And lead up the far sideline, takes the heave at the buzzer. It's no good. It's no good. The Warriors hang on. Final score, Golden State 109, Houston 106. And the Warriors have taken a commanding 3-1 lead.
Those were two NBA playoff games last night. Jimmy Butler playing hurt at 27 in that game. What did he do to get his rear end? His tiny hurt?
Yeah, his booty was hurt, but he came out and played again. They're not a 7 seed with Jimmy buckets on the floor, and he showed it last night.
Bucks and the Pacers are already playing second quarter. Milwaukee's up 16. Indiana has a 3-1 lead in that series. Also tonight, Pistons-Knicks. Knicks have a 3-1 lead. That's been kind of a controversial series.
It has been.
Magic Celtics, Boston's up 3-1. Game five is tonight in Boston. They'll wrap that thing up. And the Clippers and the Nuggets are tied 2-2. They'll play tonight in Denver.
So four games tonight. So a night full of NBA basketball.
Is it too early to worry? That's our question early on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline.
Too worry
about the Rangers. 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. The Rangers just not hitting the ball. They had a grand total of one run and six hits last night.
Yeah, can't happen. I mean, that's kind of been the trend, right? They're not scoring a whole bunch of runs. In fact, they're dead last in the league in runs per game, and that hurt them. That has hurt them. But the pitching has been good enough to allow them to stay in games, but they haven't been winning late because they can't score runs.
The Athletics have now won 3 out of 4 against Texas, who's fallen to third place in the American League West.
Yeah, they were 2 games up just last week.
Here was Bruce Bochy after the game last night.
Seeing anything you talked about in stretches like this, guys maybe trying to do too much, expanding a little bit. What are you seeing in the plate discipline and in the approach?
The discipline wasn't bad today. Sears has been tough on us. We've seen him, and he went out there and threw another good ball game. He's been tough on us, and. You keep pushing through this, you got to weather this and keep fighting. That's all you can do. And just figure a way to get the offense going here. We're all working together, see if we can get this thing going, and we'll continue to do that.
For you, will you continue to tinker with the lineup, moving guys around until you figure out a combo that works?
We're going with kind of the matchups, things like that. With the lineup, I mean, Jonah had a nice day. Iggy had a big double there. We just couldn't get another hit with runners on. And that's what it takes. Bases loaded, blooper or anything you take. And we're going through a tough stretch right now.
I mean, this is a fourth or fifth game in a row where you guys have really struggled with runners in scoring position. Is there something specific you see with the guys in those situations that – they're struggling with not coming through then?
Well, Kennedy, we're not in a good, position right now or in a groove as far as getting those big hits. You go through stretches like this, and every day you got to keep believing you're going to come out of it, and it's going to take, a couple guys, to come through in those big moments. The biggest thing I think we need to do is just keep trying to create those chances there. And we didn't have a lot today, tonight. Again, their guy pitched well, but you just got to keep trying to get them out there, and eventually it's going to happen.
I guess in your experience, when an offense is struggling like you guys have this last few weeks or so, how does a team, an offense, come out of it? Does it just click one day? Do you even have an answer to that?
Well, that's what we're trying to. That's what we're working on, finding the answer. And we moved the lineup around, see if that would get it going. It's just going to take some guys getting those quality ABs with men on base, and that's pretty simple game. And, you know, you don't get those hits. They got a break with their hit and knocked in two. And, you know, I wish I had a better answer for you, but it's just going to take somebody to, you know, come through for you.
Trust Bruce Bochy. He's won four World Series, I guess.
Yeah, but he has no answers, right? I mean, hitting is contagious, and so is not hitting. And right now, they're just not hitting.
Ron on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Hello, Ron. How you doing, man? Hello, Ron. You there?
What's going on, Bill? Kevin?
Good, what's up, good Ron? To hear from you, Ron. Turn your radio down and just talk to us on the phone. The delay will get you.
No, okay? I turn it off.
Yes, sir.
I apologize for
it's
that.
All good.
I tried to do it as soon as I could.
I know. Go ahead.
So, if you're referencing the Oakland Athletics as a, you know, subpar B-League team, well, then the Rangers got beat because they're a little league team, as we referred to them the other night.
Yeah. Well, the A's had, to their credit, they got four or five dudes. That closer, Mason, whatever his name is, he's one of the best in baseball. They got a young third baseman. They got some guys. But, you know, they're still not really trying to win until they get in their new ballpark and their new home.
Yeah.
You know, if they win, they win, but they're still not spending any money much. And so I consider them kind of almost a minor league baseball team.
Maybe I agree with you. I agree with you, dude. But I was referring back to the play that the Rangers played with the Little League baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other night when they allowed the last runner to come home. Mm-hmm. But regardless, I still think it's early in the season. We'll be fine. Things will pick up. Either they'll make some moves, get some bats, or somebody's going home.
Well, I think, you know, I'm just frustrated, but I'm not as, we're less than a fifth of the way through the season. So I think it's probably too early to hit the total alarm switch, but you're 30 games in. This is the 30th game of the season tonight. And the big bat they brought in, Jock Peterson, is hitting 100. He's 7 of 70.
Yeah.
And I'm going, man, come on now.
But at some point,
he had 30 home runs last year.
Yeah.
We need some of that.
I'm in total agreement. They may have to start looking earlier than they wanted to. But anyways, I'll hang up, leave you guys to get home and get out of there.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Ron. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And Ron, we trust, right? I'm sorry, and Bruce, we trust. And Ron, Bruce Bochy, we trust. He is convinced and on paper. Why shouldn't these guys?
Well, he has to be. I mean, this is what he has to work with. So you have to believe that at some point it's going to get turned around. But, again, it never happened last season. So I don't know.
Tweaking the lineup worked for one night.
It worked pretty good for one night. Scored the most runs they scored all season.
They've got DeGrom pitching tonight. So hopefully better things ahead and maybe a streak. They've got the Mariners coming up this weekend, too. So
the Mariners are actually playing some pretty good baseball.
And leading the division. But Houston's starting to hit a little bit,
they
too.
They are. Here they come. Well, you know, they can't keep them down for long. Seems like it anyway.
Rangers are still a game over 500, and they're still near the top of the division. Either one of two things to happen. Maybe the division's not very good.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's – who knows? I mean, you just don't know. Again, it's still early.
David, we'll get your call after the break. It's coming up on 549. We're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio. If you heard a wreck, call
903-999-9999.
And it's 549 on the team.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, MRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is Kevin Simon. There is nothing more frightening than suffering an accident at work or on the road. You're left not knowing who will pay for those lost wages or medical bills. What do you do when they have their lawyers and you need someone to fight for you? Call Mansour Law First at 903-999-9999. Doug Mansour, what sets you apart from the other personal injury law firms?
A lot of factors set the Mansour Law Firm apart. First, the ability to get big verdicts. Over $20 million, over $18 million, over $2 million. We've got the big verdicts. We've got relationships with doctors so we can help get you better. We can help get you the medical care you need. I have three separate board certifications. We hire the best experts to make your case stronger. We will go to bat for you. That's what we do. We do it every day.
Call Mansour Law 24/7, nights and weekends at 903-999-9999. You won't pay a dime unless they win. 903-999-9999.
Mansour Law Firm, Principal Office, Longview, Texas.
Hi again, everybody. Let's head out to Hall Buick GMC on Titus West Loop. Hey, Monty.
Hey, Bill.
Monty is with us, and GMC, we are professional grade, and you've got the most SUVs in one location anywhere.
Yeah, at Hall Buick GMC, we really do have a lot of SUVs to choose from. Obviously, the Buick franchise is all SUVs with Envista, Envision, Enclave. But GMC's got a lot of great ones as well. You know, the GMC Terrain, totally redesigned for 2025, Acadia, and then obviously the full-size SUVs as well. So, yeah, a lot of SUVs to choose from at Hall Buick GMC in Tyler.
Best value.
I would say probably right now. We've got a GMC Acadia that we got priced right now at $43,988. And this is four buckets, third row in it, all the right features, and a lot of GMC Acadias right now, which those have been tough to get lately. So we got a good selection of GMC Acadias at Hall Buick GMC.
He's Monty Hall. The website at hallhasitall.com. Hall Buick GMC on the West Loop. Tyler, Hall has it all.
The 2025 Tyler Cattle Bears Ball will be held on Saturday, June 7th at the Texas Rose Horse Park with headliner Wade Bowen. Nothing but Texas for me. Enjoy an evening of entertainment, delicious cuisine, dancing, pig races, live and silent auctions, and so much more. Purchase your raffle tickets to win a brand new, well-equipped, four-wheel drive 2025 GMC Canyon AT4 truck donated by Hall Buick GMC. Tickets are available now at Hall. Also, grab your chance to enjoy a $5,000 shopping spree donated by Susan Robinson Jewelry. Don't wait. Ball and charitable raffle tickets are limited. All proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. We hope you join us by investing in our life-saving mission, and we'll see you under the stars on June 7th. For more information and to purchase ball tickets, visit tyler.accsbb.org.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
The Stars won games 2 and 3 in overtime. It's a thrilling way to live. There's nothing wrong with that. But they go the wire-to-wire route, scored 9 seconds in, and they never looked back. A 6-2 win. Dallas heads to Denver on Thursday with a chance to knock out the Avalanche.
There you go. Rangers play tonight here on The Team. Welcome back into the Mansour Law Firm studio. We wind it down.
Let's wind it down. Yeah, take a call.
I think David gets the last word of the day. Hello, David. How you doing today, man?
How are you all?
Doing What's great. Up?
Well, I just want to keep this short and sweet. I know y'all got to go, but I think we just need to admit that the Rangers just might not be very good. I mean, last year, kind of the same story as this year. Everyone's saying, hey, they're going to get it going again with the bats. They never got it going last year. Maybe they're just not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. That's exactly what I've been saying. We thought they would get it going. They never did last season.
David.
Yeah,
I was.
He was
to be,
a downer.
You I was wanted. To, I wanted to be lifted.
You
at
wanted
the end
to end
of the
on
day.
A high note, but David brought you some reality.
David, you. Dude, I hope you're wrong, man. I hope you are dead wrong. That's all I got to say. But yeah, you know, I hope you're wrong. But anyway. Anything else on your mind? Do I want to ask?
I mean. Worst case scenario, we can just do the Astros method and get those trash cans out.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. <y'all.
laughs> He kind of brought you down.
He brought me down. I'm depressed. No, I'm not. Rangers and the A's coming up tonight. DeGrom will pitch.
I mean, that's some good pitching.
Had some great calls today. Really appreciate you guys being a part of the show today. We'll be back here in the Mansour Law Firm studio coming up tomorrow afternoon. Be at Manny's on Thursday.
Okay.
And Chick-fil-A celebrating their South Broadway location, celebrating their one-year anniversary on Friday. So we're going to go down there on
Friday.
We're
going to be at Chick-fil-A?
Going to be at Chick-fil-A. That's dangerous, isn't it?
All right, man.
That's dangerous okay. for you and me, right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Those dudes have one of the best milkshakes you'll ever put.
Chick-fil-A? I didn't know that. I guess I got to try it while I'm there.
They have a great milkshake.
That's what I'll do.
It's as good as it comes.
Margarita on Thursday?
I'm just saying.
Milkshake on Friday.
Milkshakes on Friday. Come on, man.
Heck yeah.
Come on, man. That's what I say to Bill Belichick. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying to the Rangers right now. Come on, boys. Let's hit the baseball tonight. Rangers and the A's coming up 6:30 pregame here on 92.1 FM. The team for iDog, Isaac and Kevin. We'll see you tomorrow at 4. Good night, everybody.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.